Three-stage transitions without EDM cliches, advanced drum and bass in Ableton Live. Today we're building transitions that feel inevitable, like the track had no other choice but to go there. No white noise risers, no festival uplifters, no giant downlifters that announce themselves from a mile away. Instead, we'll control three perceptions the listener feels, even if they can't name them: distance, mass, and stability. Distance is basically dry versus wet, and how close the room feels. Mass is mid-range density and harmonic weight, not sub-loudness. Stability is how certain the groove feels, versus controlled instability right before the switch. And we're doing it in three stages, every time. Stage 1 changes space. Stage 2 adds pressure. Stage 3 resets the ear so the next downbeat lands harder. That reset is the part most people skip, and it's why their drops don't feel bigger. Let's set up a few essentials first. You'll get way more mileage if your project has the same transition infrastructure every time. In Ableton, create 2 return tracks and 1 resampling track. Return A is dark verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Pick hall or chamber. Hall if you want size, chamber if you want tight and serious. Set the decay somewhere around 3.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. Then filter it like an adult. Low cut around 200 to 350 Hz so the sub never swims, and high cut around 7 to 10k so it doesn't sound like glossy EDM air. Mix stays 100% because it's a return. After that hybrid reverb, drop an EQ8. If anything rings or gets harsh, especially around 2.5 to 4k, notch it a bit. That range can turn tense into painful very quickly. Return bead is grime delay. Put echo on it. Use either 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Modulation low, just a hint. High pass around 200 Hz. Low pass somewhere 6 to 9k. Then put saturator after echo, drive it 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is your dirty glue for throws and tails that feel embedded in the record. Now create an audio track called Transition Bus. Set audio front to resampling. Monitor off. This track is for printing 1-bar or 2-bar transition prints that you can reverse, warp, smear, and reintroduce. Printing your own material is one of the biggest ways to avoid cliches, because it literally cannot sound like a sample pack. Cool. Now we'll build 3 transition blueprints you can use anywhere. Pre-drop to drop, mid-drop switch, drop to breakdown, jungle edits, minimal rollers, neuro, all of it. Transition A is space to pressure to impact. This is the clean modern roller move. The vibe is, the room closes in, the midrange gets angrier, then you snap into the drop with a reset. Stage 1, bars minus 32 to minus 17, is narrow, dry focus. The goal is claustrophobia without obviously building. On your drum group or drum bus, add utility. Automate width from around 110% down to about 70% over those bars. Not instantly, think slow squeeze. Then add auto filter, low pass 12 dB mode. Automate frequency slightly down, like 18k down to 12k across the stage. Keep resonance subtle, around 0.7 to 1.2. If you hear a whistling peak, you've left DNB world and walked into EDM land. We want tension, not a laser beam. Then add drum bus, drive 2 to 5, crunch 0 to 10%, just a bit of grain if you want. Keep boom at 0, we are not faking low end. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 depending on how tight your drums already are. Now, important coach note, don't transition everything at once. Pick a hero element for each stage. In stage 1, your hero is usually tops and space, so you can remove 1 or 2 luxury elements in the arrangement, maybe that extra hat layer, a wide pad, some ear candy. Minimalism equals tension. If you remove something that sounds finished, you're creating headroom for the drop to feel mastered later. Also, if you want a cleaner version of the width move, do it with M/S instead of global narrowing. On a tops bus or drum group, put EQ8, switch to M/S mode. On the side channel only, add a gentle high shelf down, like -1.5 to -3 dB from 6 to 10k during the approach. Leave the mid mostly alone. That makes the room close without shrinking the whole mix. Stage 2, bars -16 to -5, is pressure. This is perceived loudness rising without obvious risers. You're going to add harmonics and mid focus, and you're going to weaponize your ambience. Create a pressure layer from existing audio. Duplicate your main bass mid layer, or resample 2 bars to audio if you like working that way. On this duplicate, EQ8 first, high pass at 120 to 200 Hz. The sub must remain clean and stable on its own track. Don't drag it into your pressure tricks. Then saturator. Drive 4 to 10 dB, soft clip on. you're increasing harmonic count. That's mass. Then auto filter in bandpass mode. Automate the bandpass center frequency slowly upward, like 400 Hz to around 1.2K. Resonance 1.0 to 1.4. Again, subtle. Keep this layer low in the mix. It should feel like the track is getting angrier, not like a new lead arrived. Now control your ambience. On return A, dark verb, add an auto filter after your EQ. High pass it, and automate that high pass from around 300 Hz up to 900 Hz over the stage. Counterintuitive but powerful. As you approach the drop, the reverb gets thinner and tenser, like the air is being squeezed out of the room. And micro build with density, not noise. Add a ghost snare or rim shot every two bars, then every bar, very low level. Use clip velocity or the velocity MIDI effect to keep it subtle. The listener's brain hears increased event rate and assumes we're approaching something, even if you never used a riser. One more warning, pre-drop loudness is a trap. If those last eight bars are already huge and glossy, the drop can't scale up. In these bars, remove one mastered sounding thing. Often that's top-end air, stereo sparkle, or long tails. You're setting up the contrast. Stage 3, bars minus 4 to 0, is impact via micro silence plus transient reveal. This is the ear reset. Create an air gap right before the drop. 1/8 to 1/4 bar. Mute music and Atmos and mute that pressure layer for the gap. You can keep a tiny drum tail or a delay throw so it doesn't feel like a hard stop, unless you want a reload vibe. But the point is, reduce information for a moment so the downbeat feels bigger. Then transient reveal. On your drum group, automate drum bus transients up by about plus 5 at the downbeat. Automate utility width back to 100 to 115%. On the bass, return distortion to normal so it hits clean. The trick is not more processing at the drop. It's a cleaner, drier hit after a slightly constrained moment. Optional, but useful. A reverse cymbal that doesn't scream cliché. Resample a real crash from your drums or break. Reverse it. Try warp off, or use Complex Pro, but don't mess with formants. Low pass at around 8 to 10K to remove that shiny EDM sheen. Because it's your own cymbal, it glues into your record instead of hovering above it. That's transition A. Bass, pressure, impact. Now transition B, rhythm to ghost to restrike. This is your mid-drop switch or jungle edit move. You keep momentum, but you flip the room. It's surgical. Stage 1 is 4 to 8 bars. Keep drums rolling, start misdirection. Pick a break layer or tops loop, not your full drum bus. Put beat repeat on just that element. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16th, chance 10 to 25%, variation 2 to 4. Keep pitch at 0 for classic vibes. Turn the filter on if it gets too bright, around 6 to 9K. Now automate dry slash wet from 0 up to maybe 15% across the stage. It's not a roll, it's controlled edit energy, like someone's hands are on the reels. Stage 2 is 1 to 2 bars. Ghost the groove by printing and smearing it. Arm your transition bus and record the last bar before the switch. Now you've got audio that already belongs to the track. Duplicate that recorded clip and reverse the duplicate. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Then set transient loop mode to back and forth. This is where the ghost happens. It becomes a glitchy, breathing reflection of the groove rather than a new sound. Add hybrid reverb directly on that ghost track. Decay 2 to 4 seconds, high cut 6 to 8K, mix 20 to 40%, then fade the original drums slightly down only in the last half bar, while the ghost rises. You're not killing the groove, you're making it step into a shadow version of itself. Stage 3, the downbeat, restrike with a transient reset. Make sure the first kick and snare of the new section are clean. Automate your return sends to 0 for that first hit. This is huge. If your delay and verb are still splashing on the downbeat, you've thrown away free impact. Add a single tightly shaped impact. It can be a tom, a kick layer, a Foley hit, ek hit. Cut mud around 200 to 400 Hz, and if it needs chest, a gentle push around 80 to 120. Keep it tight. If you want a jungle nod, add a single time stretch GA or Hey Microvox. Very quiet, as a one-shot accent, not a hype sample. Think punctuation, not shouting. That's transition B. Rhythm stays, then ghost, then clean restrike. Now transition C. Texture morph. This is for minimal and neuro, where the transition is a sound design event, not a buildup. No risers at all. Pure narrative. Stage 1 is 8 bars. Derive a texture from existing material. Duplicate your main bass track to a new track called Morph Texture. On Morph Texture, put Corpus. Try tube or beam. Tune it to your root note, or automate slightly if you want it to feel alive. Dry slash wet 10 to 25%. Then auto filter, High pass 24 dB, set somewhere 150 to 400 Hz so it stays out of sub-territory. Then redux sparingly, downsample 1.5 to 4, dry slash wet 5 to 15%. Just enough to add grit and edge. Keep it quiet and wide. Utility width, 120 to 150% on this texture only. It should feel like it's wrapping around the main elements, not replacing them. Stage 2 is 4 bars, tension through subtle pitch or time instability. Add frequency shifter. Mode ring, fine 5 to 20 Hz, mix 10 to 25%. Automate fine upward slightly into the switch. This creates a reality warping feel that's dark, not cheesy. If you have sweet, optionally add spectral resonator. Keep decay short, 200 to 600 milliseconds. Automate frequency around a harmonic band, not too bright. This can create a spectral crease, like the midrange is folding. Stage 3 is 1 bar, hard morph plus arrangement cut. In the last bar, do a spectrum handoff. Mute the original bass for half a bar, or low pass it so it steps back. Let the morph texture carry the midrange momentarily. Then on the downbeat, bring in the new bass patch or phrase with zero reverb send, and maybe a tiny transient emphasis if it needs to speak. Drum bus can work on bass gently. Drive 1 to 3, transients plus 5, and stop there. Arrangement tip here, switch the drum pattern after the morph, not before. The ear accepts the rhythm change because the world changed first. That's the storytelling. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes that kill these transitions. If you transition the whole mix equally, like everything filters and reverbs together, it sounds like template automation. Pick one or two focus elements. Hero per stage. Stage 1 tops and space. Stage 2 mid-pressure layer. Stage 3 drum transient reset. Don't overdo resonance. This audio version is shortened for playback.